May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, for Lent and for these lessons, I would say if you were going to summarize it, it would be the message is there's an urgent need for personal change. And what I like is the cult is really good because we're praying here and we're asking God to help because we know we don't have the power alone in and of ourselves to help ourselves. We need help. We really do. And we ask God to keep us. What does that mean, to keep us? Think about that. What does that mean for God to keep us? It means that he wraps his arms around us. He's there always waiting for us, listening to us, trying to talk to us, trying to share his love. So we're asking God to keep us both inwardly and outwardly so we can be safe. To have a relationship with God, we need to learn to spend time alone with God, to allow his presence to change us, to allow his presence to help us maybe start reading the Bible or listening to some of our Christian friends or maybe studying a book that's a really good Christian book or studying the Bible, which is the best. And then if we have a relationship with God, we learn how to accept his will. And then the big thing is to start doing it. When we accept God and then change and do his will, we're on the right track. But prayer is really the first way to have a good, solid relationship with God. It's kind of like having a long time, quality time with God. Maybe even sitting back, relaxing, letting God's peace fill us, letting his strength fill us. And in that alone time, we feel his peace, we feel his strength, and we're more healthy, at least spiritually and emotionally. We can feel God's power. We can feel his encouragement, which he wants to share and give us. But why do we do that? Do we do it just for ourselves so we can feel better? No, there's always a point. When we have time alone with God and we pray, there's a point. And the point is, notice the two, if you have your bulletins, notice the two little cartoons. The first one that says Third Sunday of Lent, well, that's it. That's the first answer. Christ sets us free if we have a relationship with him. It's right there. I thought that was amazing when I saw it. And then the second one, which Wayne said he already did, he helped David out this morning. I resolve to lend a helping hand to at least one person today. When we have prayer time with God and God sets us forward, that's it. We're set free to help, to be Christ in the world. That's what it's all about. But the trick is making the time, taking the time. And that's what the Old Testament lesson is about. It's about Moses. He stopped and he noticed and he looked at this burning bush. And that's what we have to do. We have to stop and notice, pay attention that God's right with us and he wants our attention. What does God have to do to get our attention? But Moses, he did. He stopped and he listened. And he was scared to death. He didn't want to do what God wanted him to do. He affects him, well, you know, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? But he still did it because God said, I'll be with you. Don't worry about it. It's going to work because I have her back. So Moses did what God asked. And look what he did. He not only set himself free, but he set all those other, the Egyptian, I mean, I'm sorry, the Israelites free from the Egyptians. So he helped them because God asked him. And he took the time and made the time. Now the gospel has two parts, at least for me. The first part all has to do about the sin and suffering. How many times when things go wrong, we either for ourselves or hear other people say, wow, I don't know what I did to deserve this. I used to hear that all the time in the hospital. But I think people are beginning to realize there's not a correlation between suffering and sin. It happens. That's it. It doesn't mean that we're worse sinners like the ones that they were talking about with the Galileans who suffered and their blood was mingled with the pagan sacrifices. That was a terrible thing to happen for a Jew. And the others who were in the wrong place at the wrong time when the Tower of Siloam fell. That just happened. It wasn't because they were worse sinners at all. The good example is this. How about our Savior? Jesus was perfect. And look what happened to him. He was crucified. He suffered. He was tortured. But the good news is, he was risen. And he saves us. When we go pointing our fingers at other people because they sin, that's not what God wants. In fact, Jesus says, you know, forget about the little speck in somebody else's eye, in your neighbor's eye. Forget about that until you get the log out of your own. Lent is a time for us to repent. It's a time for us to remember to take the time and make the time to have a relationship, a quality time with God so we can be strengthened. He says here twice, don't worry about that because they are not worse sinners, but unless you repent. And that's the ticket for Lent. It's up to us. Personal awareness of our sins. Personal repentance. Not pointing fingers at everyone else and saying how bad they are. It's all about self-awareness and spending time with God. And then the last part, I have to admit, I really like this, where it says, a man had a fig tree, planted it in his vineyard. Well, if you look at that as an example, a metaphor, it's like us, and God has planted us on this earth. Okay? Some bear fruit and do great, and some, like this fig tree, is not. What does it mean exactly, the rest of it? Well, let's figure that God sent Jesus, and Jesus is going to, like, dig a hole around us, put lots of manure around us, make us healthy little fig trees, so that we can bear fruit. In other words, if we are in the presence of God, face to face, unless we refuse, we grow. The choice is ours. If we are face to face in the presence of God, there's no not bearing fruit unless we choose not to. If we choose not to, then it's a dangerous thing for us. It's all what we want. Do we want to grow with Christ? Do we want to repent and change? Do we want to make the time, take the time to pray and listen and then to love God and love each other enough to do God's will? It's up to us. We can either accept God or we can ignore him. That's our choice. One time, I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been my grandmother. I'm not sure, but it was a long time ago. And she was talking in the family, and she said, you know, I believe there's the only people that are in hell are the ones that want to be. We might think we wouldn't want to be in hell, but if we don't want to be with God now, What makes me or all of us think we're going to change our minds later on? Do we want to be with Christ? Do we want to allow the Holy Spirit to use us? Do we want to be with God the Father, our Creator? God always welcomes us with open arms. No matter what we've done, we can be forgiven. God loves us and wants to use us each and every day. So I would think the Lenten theme for this is for us to take the time, make time, to have really alone time with God, quality time with God, so that we can be encouraged, forgiven, and then sent out and help continue what Christ wants us to do. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this gorgeous day, for the opportunity to worship you together. And we ask that in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, and our bodies, we can relax within your loving arms, be strengthened by your presence, and go forward and do your will as you deserve and as you desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.